we need to learn to communicate that homosexuality expresses, as you put it, a dualistic view of the human person. And what I mean by that is that biologically, physiologically, males and females are clearly counterparts to one another. That's the way their reproductive anatomy is obviously designed. And the problem with homosexual practice is that it overrides that design. It implies that my physical anatomy doesn't matter, that I can disconnect who I am biologically from who I am in my sexual feelings and emotional attraction, that I can contradict my own biology. That is a very disrespectful view of the body. It is essentially saying that who you are biologically has no significance, no meaning, doesn't deserve any kind of respect. You can override it at will. This is not a new thing. The early church fought against something called Gnosticism, and it had that same low view of the body. So this is really the same battle, intellectual battle, coming back again.